Tomorrow, I'll be speaking with Ms. Jennifer Palmieri. She is an awesome lady who has served as White House Communications Director under President Barack Obama, and she served as Director of Communications for Hillary Clinton during Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. She's written a book entitled Dear Madam President. It's an open letter to the women who will run the world. She's going to be sharing some insights with regards to women moving up that up the ladder, period, doing more to gain leadership positions in the world. She will be my guest, our guest, yours and mine, at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday. So be sure to listen out for that. We're also going to be talking about the health of our eyes. We're going to share how we can stay healthy aerobically. We're going to take a look at how something that is so beautiful to so many of us, diversity, is alive. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics, and get the rundown for what is planned for the entire week. And again, remember that you're invited to join us for Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. by tuning in to 1550 AM The Voice, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3. And if for whatever reason you're not able to catch a live broadcast, or from time to time you want to hear something again, go to speakingwith.com and click on Listen Online at your convenience. And you can listen online. It's optimized for smartphone use, and so you can definitely use the search bar on your smartphones on the program in order to quickly find what you're looking for. If you can remember the name of the guest or keywords in the title or the subject matter of the topic that you'd like to hear again, the discussion, type that into the search bar and it'll pull it up. The anything that we did with that name of that guest or with the keywords that you put in for the subject, boom, you're right there. So those are the ways you can listen. And of course, since you'll be listening online, you really do listen at your convenience when you're ready for it. All right. So back to these issues of transportation safety, with a special focus on airplanes. Psychologists have long acknowledged that humans tend to fear whatever is considered to be rare. We have about 160,000 Americans who die of heart disease each year, but few are paralyzed by the fear of clogged arteries. Instead, statistically unlikely events like earthquakes have an unreasonable grip, they say, on our imagination. While plane crash coverage may not give you a new phobia, experts regularly postulate that extensive news coverage of plane crashes may play with our perception of risk. Every time there's a malfunction on a plane, especially repeated issues on the same airline, the story rises to the top of our news feeds, and passengers are swiftly booked for talk shows. Clearly, even popular science writes about these moments, though to be fair, popular science is hoping to calm us down. If every car crash was covered with the same intensity, Americans would get, on average, 101 breaking news alerts for car deaths each day, and probably feel a little differently about the risks of moving around on automobiles. Ultimately, there is no form of travel that does not involve risk. So, the bus, go ahead. Ride it. The flight, catch it. Hop in the car if you want to. The odds are good you'll make it to your destination relatively unscathed. Want to make sure that we're not doing things to contribute to our own problems. Like the person who, you know, they talked about the pilots who are overworked. What about those of us who are not pilots, but we do work and we lose a lot of sleep on a regular basis to the point where we get drowsy while we're driving our automobiles? Yeah, that could be bad news. Well, it's a pretty good track record, but Lemieux has his concerns, even about the planes. While the number of deaths per mile traveled is an important statistic. He says risk models that prioritize this number are incomplete, so keep that in mind. Now, that said, I want you to remember that generally speaking, even if you fly, the odds are you'll make it to your destination relatively unscathed. You want to catch the bus? You want to catch the train? How many of you recall how we were beginning to feel as a nation when we kept hearing about those incidences, I guess you could say, with the cruise ship? Seems like, what was it, over the space of 6 to 9 months, we heard of 2 or 3 cruises sinking, cruise ships sinking. The man ran into an iceberg, thinking that, hey, no problem with us getting off the beaten path. I know what I'm doing. Man, things did not work out well for a whole lot of people. So, people were a little nervous. And some people just said, well, you know what? It's not going to be a situation wherein I'm not going to cruise the waters. I'm just not going to go on that cruise line. Because it seemed like all the news reports were about that one cruise line. So what did you say? How did that impact your decisions about traveling the friendly waters, Annie? Or did you say, hey, no sweat, we're going to go ahead and do this? At some point, we had a new CEO, and he said, hey, look, this cruise line is so safe that I'm going to prove that I'm not concerned about this because I'm going to cruise. You know what? We didn't hear a whole lot about that, but I'm kind of thinking that went a long way towards calming a lot of people down, not only about traveling the waters, but also traveling specifically that particular cruise line. Oh, wait, hold up now. If the CEO is willing to go ahead and put his body where his mouth is, well, that's got to be saying something. He must know something that tells him this is all right. No need to fear. What do you think? Did it impact your thinking at all? Any loved ones who have been thinking about cruising? Did any of them change their minds? Or did they just say, hey, look, things are going to happen. I've already scheduled this cruise. I'm not changing my schedule. I'm going on this cruise. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Think it through, you know, decide what's going to work best for you, and then do what you're going to do. All right. How many of you are interested in getting an opportunity to pitch your business at an entrepreneurial summit? Well, let me tell you about this summit. Black Enterprise writes about this, and this is something that's going to be happening in June. So you have a little bit of time. Weeks away from bringing BE, Black Enterprise, to the QC for the Entrepreneur Summit and their highly anticipated elevator pitch competition. Pitching for dollars. Level up. Pitching for dollars. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. Every year, 4 fortunate business owners and entrepreneurs take the stage to pitch their business idea for 10 grand. But this time they're switching it up. This year, throughout the course of the event and during the hustle and bustle of the Biz Hub, attendees who want to perfect their pitching skills will have the opportunity to participate in BE's first ever pop-up pitch competition. Pop-up pitch. You got it right. If you ever thought or dreamed about pitching in a Black Enterprise pitch competition, this is your chance. And again, now, get with me now. This is not about pitching a softball or pitching a baseball. It's about pitching your business. There are going to be several opportunities for event goers to be selected to pitch on the spot for the pop-up pitch. Out of all the contestants who participate, 3 finalists will be selected and they'll get to take center stage during the elevator pitch competition. Here's what you need to know as you get ready. The first pop-up pitch will take place Wednesday, June 6th, during the speed networking session. A total of three attendees will be chosen to pitch for 1 minute, and the entrepreneur with the best pitch will be invited to pitch again for a grand prize on Friday. The second and third rounds of pop-up pitches will take place during lunch on Thursday, June 7th. During that time, six attendees will be randomly chosen to make their business pitch, and one finalist from both the second and third rounds will be selected to compete on Friday, June 8th for the grand prize. On Friday, June 8th, in the Biz Hub, pop-up pitch finalists will receive exclusive coaching from Black Enterprise's very own business and social entrepreneurship expert and Senior Vice President and Executive Editor at Large, Alfred A. Edmond Jr. I'm telling you what, this is sounding exciting and good. During the deliberation period for the Level Up Pitching for Dollars competition, pop-up pitch finalists will take pitch for the grand prize to be announced at the summit, and the winner will be selected by popular vote and will be named the summit's choice. So if you think what you've got it, got what it takes to pitch on the spot, come ready. You need to get your tickets for the Entrepreneur Summit before the rates increase on Friday, May 11th. So go to blackenterprise.com. You want to focus on the Entrepreneurs Summit and do what you need to do to get registered so you can make your pitch. Wow. And if you go and you pitch, when you come back, tell us about it. If you go and you pitch and you become a finalist, when you come back, tell us about it. If you go and you pitch and you win the grand prize, when you come back, tell us about it. I'll be right back.